episode 274 of Sprinkles and Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer. I don't know why I matched your pitch on that, but I did.
Our week in geek. This week, San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. Fuck.
Stuff actually happened.
It did. Well, I mean, it's weird because I know this is coming because I see, like, the memories thing start popping up. I'm like,
Yeah, my salad popped up.
Every fucking time. I'm going to post that picture in the blog because fucking love that one.
So we're obviously going to get to San Diego Comic-Con. We're going to get to our review of our streaming movie. Then the pod question. We didn't go see a movie this week. We had plans to, but we didn't. So
yeah. That changes.
So we're going to go ahead and get straight to our streaming review, which was brought to you by you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
I saw it pop up after we finished our last movie, which it was Detroit. Oh, I knew it wasn't going to be a fun little romp. And I actually was telling Jackie, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this. And normally it's like one of those movies where if I know she's not going to dig it, I'll have another place I'm going to watch it. Right. She's like, no, I'll just play on the Switch and I'll, you know, it'll play in the background and all like that. And I kept on seeing her look up, and every time she looked up, she's like, Jesus Christ. I had a Jesus Christ counter on there. I was just like, we've become a very holy household.
It's basically one story yes. of what was happening during the riots in Detroit. In 67, I believe was the year.
I'm bad with dates, you know that. But I actually didn't know it was going to be about just one story. I thought it was almost like a general overview of the Detroit riots, but it brought it to a very personal thing about a few characters.
I didn't realize it was a true story. Like, when the dude was like, oh, sing for the Dramatics. I'm like, well, I've never heard of them, so it's...
Yeah.
It's a made-up band, you know, Temptations, things yeah. along those lines. I didn't realize that the Dramatics were a real band. But yeah, it was just a night of cops being racist.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one thing that I don't understand is why none of the people that were being interrogated were like, there was a fake gun.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, I don't understand why none of them were like, he had a pop cap gun.
Yeah. I don't know either.
And I don't know if they would have...
It might have been...
Like, if they found a gun, they would have killed all of them?
It could be that. That's kind of where I'm not sure either. Like, I can see some steps and logic parts for it where they're like, well, if you say this, then they're going to be like, well, if you have this, then is it an escalation?
Right.
Or is it just the idea they won't believe them no matter what they say? And they're like, no, there is a real gun. Because at this point, they're so deep into it that they can't not find a real gun.
Right.
And the only reason they leave is because they actually kill... they killed two people, but they actually killed people, one person with witnesses.
Three people.
People?
Yeah, they killed somebody. They killed the first dude. The
oh yeah, the
Cooper guy.
And then they were trying to let him go, kind of thing. And they killed the third dude. Jackie was asking me right as the other guy went there. She's like, "How do they all know that they're playing a game?" I'm like, "They all don't. What do you mean?" And I'm like, "You'll find out soon because I just saw where that was going. Some guy didn't know that they were doing the death game." And I'm like, "Fuck."
Right. No. And they was yeah. I knew that was gonna happen. It's another powerful piece of American history, but it's also not history. Like,
it is
dramatic. It's a few years ago, really.
Yeah, like it's, and then they do make the nod of saying like, hey, you know, there's only so much, there's some dramatic reenactments that have to dictate because there literally is, there's not a full account of it. And you can't blame them because of what's going on. People are probably going to be only so truthful and stuff.
Right.
But the idea of the public part of the trial and that kind of stuff and the reasons why they're let off. And yeah, it's very recent. And then you think about it, that the chaos that ensued in one of the, was it the fifth biggest city at the time?
I think so. Yeah.
Like fucking A, dude.
Like the National Guard were there to shut down the city. The army was there. Like it was a big deal. And I mean, race relations are still a big deal now. They're not, luckily, they're not to the extent that they were, but it's still a big deal, and it's, I mean, it's really sad that it's still a big deal.
I agree. It's crazy because I think people forget this happened. Like, the, you know, the public, let's say zeitgeist, but the shared consciousness like, this isn't something that's in that anymore. People talk about Detroit City riots, and they talk about, like, the LA City riots, and they're just like, okay, well, there are riots. I'm like, no, for a week, it was a fucking war zone.
Right. I mean, the, like...
Or longer. I think it was a little bit longer, but...
I never understood burning down local businesses in a riot. And, I mean, I guess it's to let out your anger, but... Like, it's one of those things that I will just never understand.
I always flash back to the Tommy Lee Jones quote from Men in Black. Like, I genuinely do. Like, about him saying, like, you know, he's like, a person is smart. People are dumb, crazy, right, and violent. And, you know, they don't basically... Like, the way he says is really well, but it's true. Yeah. It's just that for some reason, when you get a bunch of people in there, they lose their humanity and they lose their logic.
And, like, there's parts... I feel that they left out a lot in the trial at the end.
Yeah.
Especially because the one cop was already... Like, the detective was like, oh, I'm suggesting murder.
Yeah.
Well, that would have brought... That should have been brought up in the trial of, like... Like, he just killed a black guy, like, 2 days ago.
Literally, shotgun in the back.
Yeah, like... We're gonna say he's not racist.
Yeah.
So I wonder, was that not included in the trial? Did they, like...
Yeah, you genuinely want to know.
Right.
That was an intense fucking movie. I was thinking about it halfway through. I'm like, wow, we just come off Anxiety, the movie. Welcome to Anxiety 2. Yeah. Because it's just a long... All it needed is a Christopher Nolan, like, soundtrack, and it would have been, like, that kind of, like, nonstop, like, hey, you're just feeling, like, pressure going on the entire time. And it was exhausting.
Right.
But... Shit.
It was a good movie. I recommend it. It is on Hulu right now.
Yep. I would recommend it as well. I think it's a good movie, and it's something I didn't expect. I didn't know what I expected out of Detroit, but I did. I was expecting just an overview, but making it a personal story, I think, did a better job of telling the story. It gives you a brief overview, but then it dives straight into personal stories, which brings it home. But yeah. Whew.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I recommend it. It is on Hulu. If you have anything you want us to watch on Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, HBO Go, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, SparkingsTheGeek on Facebook. You can reach me at Matt Taurus Skippy.
Matt Crane Kalis. And again, always make sure to like us, love us, and listen to us. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and I almost said iCloud.
iCloud and SoundTubes.
And something, and SoundTubes, and stuff like that. But yeah. You know, we're there.
So for this week's movie, we're going to watch, also on Hulu.
We're on a streak.
We are staying with Hulu for a little while. I, Tonya, the Margot Robbie story of Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan in the 92 Olympics, I believe it was.
Yeah, this is the famous, you know, breaking her. I just remember Tonya Harding. The only reason I know Tonya Harding is because of that. But right. I'm curious, as Margot Robbie, but it's also, I heard it's almost like surrealist. Like, it's very... I don't know. I saw very few trailers of it, but I remember when it was coming out, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't heard anybody really talk about it, so we'll see if it's any good or not. But we are going to get to some nerd news, which was...
There's no nerd news. What are you talking about? Nothing happens. News.
San Diego Comic-Con was this week, and trailers galore came out.
Oh, dude.
So we got a new trailer for Harry Potter and the Crimes of Grindelwald, or whatever.
I'm there.
I mean, I've been already, there. Yeah, so it's more Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Ish.
I mean, the Wizarding World. Universe.
Yeah. We got to see a trailer for the DC TV show Titans.
Yeah.
Fuck Batman.
He said fuck. I was just more. When I saw it without audio. It reminded me a lot of Generation X back from the 90s. Remember the live-action TV show or TV movie they made? Yeah. That's what it reminded me of. And I watched with audio. And
I'm okay. Like, I understand it being cheesy.
Yeah.
Because it is a TV show. You can't put movie budgets into TV show as Terra Nova.
Oh, dude. I really want a Terra Nova to finish.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, I agree. Like, you can't... It's not sustainable.
No, not at all. And so I understand they're going to be cheesy, you know, CW has perfected the cheese.
Yeah, they have.
And that's fine.
It's a fine
white But you cheddar. Need to have good writing.
Really, that's where you fall. It's good writing and you need to have personal actors.
Because, like, Daredevil has had bad writing, and it's not ultra high CGI and stuff, but like it doesn't look cheesy. It looks good. It plays, and that's kind of how that should be the model that they went for with this, as opposed to there's a video that it pieced together the trailer, and like you can literally put any 90s song over this, and it's the Evanescence "Wake Me Up" or whatever, and like it plays perfectly. Like any 90s, early 2000s, like emo. Works for this. And I was like, oh man, it does. Like it feels so hollow.
I'm like, my thought is that some of DC's TV shows have really done well. I mean, I haven't seen the most recent season of Flash, but I fucking love the first three seasons of it. Arrow is I shit bats, but really I shit arrows for the first couple seasons, and then it kind of has fun with itself. Legends of Tomorrow is unabashedly dumb, but it knows it and it has fun with it.
And we have Batgirl coming.
And there's... Really? Oh, yeah. Forgot about Batgirl. And then I know they have Black Lightning, which I haven't watched any of it yet.
I haven't heard anything about Black Lightning at all.
So, I mean, like, they do a lot of... Like, again, we say DC does really good generally on their TV shows, but does a great job on their animated movies.
Right.
Just this one feels more like something out of... It seems like it's half-baked out of their movie directing area.
It feels like Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah. With less budget.
But yeah, less budget.
And teenagers.
And it's only going to be available on their streaming service, which, I mean, I'm not going to pay to watch that.
No. I don't know what... It's that whole thing we've talked about, that race to everyone having their own streaming services.
Netflix's subscription numbers have dropped, and they're like, are we finally reaching the boiling point? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, there's only, too much. There's only so much, but everyone trying to go for every different thing. So, like, it's not going to work out.
Right.
But, oh.
Well, with Disney having the monopoly, it might. So they're going to have every franchise under the sun.
Exactly, I guess.
We also got a trailer for Shazam.
I'm so fucking excited.
It looks so dope.
I am so excited for this
movie. But it's supposed to look dope. Yeah. Like, Shazam is...
kind of cheesy.
Just like Booster Gold. Like, if they made a Booster Gold and they made it a serious movie, you're like, this is not Booster Gold.
Yeah. Like, gritty and dark for Shazam would be Billy not having enough quarters to play an arcade game, and he has to, like, you know.
And I've seen people complain that don't realize Shazam. They're like, it looks so cheesy and kiddy, and I'm like, that's exactly what Shazam is. He is a kid who has...
magical big.
Who suddenly becomes big and then becomes a kid again and then becomes big, and he's like,
oh dude,
what do you do with all these powers when you're still 12?
I genuinely am so excited from this. I know people are talking about the suit. I don't give a care about the suit. I think the suit fits the cheese balls attitude, but I really can't wait to see this one or see how it comes out, because I have an unabashed love for Zachary Levi.
Right.
I just think he's really likable, and yes. I think they did a good... Until obviously I say I don't know, but I think they really did do a good job of casting him.
The tone so far seems Shazam.
Yeah, and you don't have to make everything dark and gritty and I shit bats. But yeah, fuck yes.
Dark and gritty. Aquaman trailer also showed.
I did hear clarification that they are obviously not completely finished with their CG, because that's one of my first big complaints are, is like, that sure looks dumb.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a trailer.
It's the underwater Thor for DC. I'm still going to see it.
I'm going to see it. And it needs to be a little lighthearted.
It does. And I think he needs, like, and that's pretty much all Arthur Curry. I think he's probably going to be the lighthearted along amongst everyone else.
Mm.
But you have a lot in this fucking trailer, and they have a lot that they're going to pulling from. So they have, obviously, Mera. And they're just kind of throwing in there. They have his brother, who's Ocean Master. They have Black Manta.
So what I really hate is, she's like, you have to come with us. Your half-brother, this guy. And I'm like...
That's what I mean. Like, they're pulling a lot
together. He would have known it's his half-brother if you're like, hey... And I can't think of his name right now.
No, I mean, it makes sense that he wouldn't know it's his half-brother, because his mother left, and he's been separated from the whole thing. So, like, literally, he doesn't know it. But like, there's Ocean Master. There's also Black Manta, which, by the way, looked kind of awesome.
He looks fucking perfect. I
can't fucking wait.
Black Manta looks... perfect.
They also have the Deep, which is all the weird at the end, those weird like Crunchy Monsters, that was one of the new characters or new villains that came out when they did the New 52. Like, they have a lot in this fucking trailer and a lot of stuff.
I think the Deep is the setup for Aquaman 2, though.
Probably, maybe? I think
it's more of a cameo.
Maybe, that's the thing. I hope so, because I don't want them to put all this into one movie. Because right. it's gonna be an incomprehensible mess. Incomprehensible, not incomprehensible, but, Amber Heard looks awesome. Hey, I mean, I'll be there. I'll see it still, obviously. Mm-hmm. I have worries. Woo-hoo! What's that?
That's his little battle cry. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, you're gonna see it.
I will see it. Okay.
I'm a little more hesitant though, because after watching, it's like, I speak whale.
Yeah, that's gonna say.
Okay, then. But yeah. Okay. You know, what is it? Someone. God, I saw the Hank Hill thing. Someone's like, I want to be a BDSM dom master. My name's gonna be called Spank Hill, and I sell propane and propane accessories. And I'm like, this is so dumb. I love it every time.
Let's see what else. We had more trailers.
Godzilla.
Yes, there we go.
Ooh, I want this.
Talking about an incomprehensible mess, though.
Oh my god, they have so much.
They have so many monsters, and they didn't even show Kong.
I don't know if Kong's going
to
be in
there. That's what I'm wondering. Like, is Kong going to be in there, or are they waiting to show Kong?
I wondered, because I was talking to someone this morning about it, of just... I expected them to be, when they do monsters, that they would do Godzilla, Kong, and one other monster.
Yes,
Mothra. Because, something like that. They would, kind of do that. But they are throwing so many monsters in there. Like, you had Mothra.
You have Ghidorah.
You had, what's the one with three heads that's not...
Oh, God, I can't think. And then you had the turtle.
It's not Gamera, but someone else. But, they have a shit ton of the things. And I'm like, how the fuck are you going to make this a thing?
I mean, let them fight.
Yep. Yep. I guess it's going to be more of the first movie, so okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, more of I really liked Godzilla. I really liked King Kong.
I love Skull Island.
Yeah.
Dude, loved it.
I need to get that. Like, that was really good. And so, they're two for two right now, where I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
you guys know what you're doing. You're not making high-end movies, but you know what you're doing. You're making monster movies.
Yeah.
And they stay monster movies. We showed Anya San Andreas for the first time.
Oh my god, I love
that. And she's like, this is really bad. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, it's great, but it's really bad. We're like, yeah, oh yeah, that was totally bad.
Oh yes. And I was just looking at your... I saw San Andreas. I'm like, oh, San Andreas.
It was so bad. But it's kind of what we get with the monster movies. They're fun. They're not even bad. They're just they're monster movies that are fun.
It's wrestling with giant monsters.
Pretty much.
And I'm okay with that, because I still remember my favorite scene from Godzilla when he literally gets the other monster, opens his mouth, and just roars in there. Right. In my head, I'm like, give him the chair!
That was such a... so awesome.
Fuck, I can't. I might have to go back and watch that again. Put it in the background, cleaning the house. Oh, yeah. Shit, what else?
Clone Wars is coming back.
I still haven't finished Clone Wars. It's never grabbed me, and I've started it a couple times. I think I got to season 2.
Yeah, so you're going to have to watch it in the... we'll just call it the Firefly cut. You're going to have to Google the correct way to watch it.
I was watching
it. Because if you watch it in order, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Which is so weird.
Yeah, there'll be two episodes, and then they'll go somewhere else, and they'll come back to that arc, and you're like, but wait, they're over here. Like, it I don't know what they did, but they fucked it up when they put it out.
Smoked a lot of crack.
And I wonder what Disney's done, because Netflix did the last season.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
And this is going to be on Disney's streaming service. Again, another one. So, did they buy the rights back from Netflix for season 6?
I have a feeling that even though, because it was a property with Star Wars, I have a feeling they retain the rights, but they're probably going to have to pay them out something for that season.
Show season 6.
Because I can't imagine where they would have everything but season 6.
That'd be weird.
That'd be really fucking weird.
We have seasons 1 through 5 and 7. I'm like, wait, what?
But for the true cut, you need to have two streaming services.
Yes.
And with their powers combined.
That's exactly it.
They form multiple monopolies. Yeah, I couldn't almost say monopolies there. Struggled a lot. Shit, what else? I feel like there's one more.
One more trailer?
Yeah. No.
Not that I can think of. I mean, I'm sure there is Walking Dead, but like, yeah. I'm sure there is nothing that I can think of at the moment.
I did see, we talked about, well, what is it? Was it, Hetero Life Mate posted about it, or you posted about it? The,
oh, that's Overlord. What it was. Glass.
Oh, Glass and Overlord. Oh, see, I was thinking Overlord, but yes,
Overlord.
Glass.
All right, Overlord, J.J. Abrams sci-fi movie. Glass.
I want that to be so good so much.
Unbreakable's great. Split's great. And the amount of people that are like, oh, but M. Night Shyamalan is shit. And I'm like, dude, he hasn't made a bad movie in, what, 10 years?
Well,
because the last really bad was Last Airbender. Okay, fine. But then since that, he's...
I'm trying to remember his movies that he's made since then. I think he's been...
We did The Visit.
Like, I like The Visit. Split. I really love Split.
Right. So, like...
I haven't seen any of his stuff before then, so I can't really speak to that.
I mean, I may not have either. But, like, he had a run where he did a bunch of bad stuff. But, like, since that run, I haven't seen anything bad.
Well, I mean, it comes back to whatever talks we want to say is, like, you know, have people changed.
But, like...
But, I mean, like, I feel like he's gotten better. Like, I think he... Maybe had a humbling point to
it. Yeah, I think that's what it was, where everybody, where he became a joke.
Yeah, and I think he knew it, but, like, dude, Split was so amazing. Yeah. And the fact of, I mean, it's spoiled now to some people, but, I mean, the idea that how it connected to Unbreakable.
There were people that posted trailers onto the Bra page, and they were like, Split and Glass are, Split and Unbreakable or Split and Glass or whatever are connected. And I'm like, did you not see Split? And they're like, no. And I was like, well... Yeah.
Yeah, like, you've had your window. Because we didn't have it spoiled for us either. We knew that there was a connection of some sort, a nod. We didn't know it was a direct connection-wise. But, dude, that trailer, that poster, I'm there. Oh, I hope it's good. It comes
out in January, which is the only...
Right now, until... Is it the only thing coming out?
But, like, that's my only concern, is usually January is where movies go that are shit.
It could be also the idea that he doesn't, like... The M. Night Shyamalan thing doesn't have enough clout for them to put it during really competitive times, so it also might be that idea of them spreading the wealth.
Of being like, look, come back to this dude. It's okay.
Like, it can't, because you think about it, like, Split, Unbreakable, and I'm sure Glass the same way, they can't compete in a world where there's, or in the same realm as DC or Marvel, so they give them enough space, because it is a superhero movie.
Yes.
So they're trying to give themselves enough space-wise, and there's nothing else coming until... I mean, Deadpool's the one who's been coming out in February, March.
Well, Logan and then did they it have, once, though.
But, I mean, that's, like... It's been the one that's been... But
Logan did it. Logan came out in February.
And I don't know if they're bringing out, like, X-Men around that time as well, but otherwise, most of the Marvel ones usually do summer and November. Have
Aquaman in December, so you're already going to have... A superhero movie, but this is a different type of superhero movie.
Oh, I agree, but...
And I'm super stoked. See what I did there? Alright, so while Comic-Con giveth, Comic-Con also taketh away.
Oh my god.
James Gunn, if you hadn't heard,
He's under the gun.
Oh, Jesus. Has been removed from Guardians of the Galaxy 3 because he made some distasteful tweets
about like a decade ago.
And this is, we've had the conversation of mob justice.
Yeah.
And this is...
SJWs.
Well, the funny thing is, so when people refer to SJWs, they're typically the liberals.
Yes. Okay.
And
okay.
It is the typical reference to SJWs. Well, the people that went after James Gunn were conservatives. And so people are like, oh, SJWs. I'm like, but the typical definition, they don't fit that bill.
Yeah.
And what you have is the mob mentality of, we don't like this, remove said person. You had it with, I mean, you still have it with Trump and his grab him by the pussy.
Yeah.
You have him with Colin Moriarty and his joke.
What did he say? I don't even remember.
So when he got fired from Kinda Funny, the National Women's Day, or sorry, the Day Without a Woman.
Yeah.
He had tweeted, ah, finally, a day of peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And people went ballistic and wanted him fired because...
They didn't agree with what he said.
But it's just, like, it's literally... he's like, it's a dad joke you can find on any sitcom.
Yeah.
Because you can. Like, I think they've made that joke on...
Yeah, probably Full House, Last Man Standing.
Like, everything.
Yeah.
So you have James Gunn was removed because of some tweets that were, yes, in bad taste, but were joking.
And if you...
I mean, the jokes weren't funny, but like...
No, I mean, like, I only
but they were in really bad taste.
I only saw like a couple of them, and... Sorry, I just keep looking up. I'm like a cat.
No, I'm looking at my... And my pictures too, so it's fine.
But it, like, it's those idea that, like, you know, if you watch his stuff, it fits with what he was doing. He, again, the guy worked for fucking Troma. Have you watched any Troma shit? Troma is 100% that shit distilled. It's just horrible shit. And people did a lot of it for shock value. I'm not trying to defend that, but I'm just saying, like, own up to it a bit of saying, like...
No, but there were, I mean, there were people that say things that... they aren't serious about too.
Yeah, no.
I mean, South Park. I mean, Matt Parker and Trey Stone made a career out of it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I highly doubt that they're into kid porn. Yet they made an episode with Chef.
Yeah.
A two-parter for NAMBLA. Like,
yeah, they talk about the National Boys Love thing with Jake. Thing.
They've done horrible things.
And really, honestly, about the things that people say, like, I don't know the bigger part of it. And I saw it in one of our friends' posts too, which I was actually. It was kind of crazy just going through and diving in the hole about people's conversations about it, because the bigger part that comes to me is that it's almost like people are punishing people for... They want people to change, but they don't want to accept people to change. And I think the argument I see a lot is that if you look at what you said or thought or did 10 years ago, would you say that reflects accurately what you are today?
Well,
would
I mean, even...
changed?
Even if it was accurate at the time, like, I've known a few people that were literal Nazis, had tattoos of like swastikas and stuff, and years later they're like, wow,
I've made some terrible mistakes.
Yes, and they've got like that black circle or square tattooed because they've had it colored in, so it's just a square.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow. But at the time they believed what they said.
Yeah.
And then grew and they were like, that was just idiotic and dumb. And people will make really bad... I mean, I make really bad jokes.
Yeah, I mean, I actually made me think about the podcast, because we make a lot of terrible, dumb, stupid jokes.
Right.
That if someone were really wanting to, and I guess it comes back to the whole part, is that if someone wanted to ruin you, someone can.
I mean, it's such a bad... It's a real bad precedent that gets
yes.
set that... If you've said anything remotely offensive, which
I did,
I would
like
say,
the comment about Disney is like, you know, we can't do any racist things. We would never have done that. I'm like,
well, I mean, the thing with that is they've done their best to erase all.
Yeah,
that.
They've tried to stop selling it. Yep. Try to stop bootlegs of it, like for Song of the South.
Yeah.
They talk about the old, like, you know, how anti-Semitic, you know, Walt Disney was and stuff like that. I'm like, they try to sweep it on the covers, but that shit still happened.
Yeah, it did still happen, and but like. It's one of those things where if we're okay with the person, we kind of let them get away with it.
Agreed.
Because,
yeah,
like, people were super excited that Johnny Depp was at Comic-Con, but, like...
He beat
up his wife and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and we don't seem to care as much because he's super hot.
Because you like him.
Right.
And you see past it.
Yep.
I also saw a wonderful argument about, you know, if we spent half as much time criticizing our politicians as much as we do our celebrities, it would be entertaining, because people, like, there's a lot of shit the worse that's going on, but, you know, it's just the double standards, triple standards, like, just endless, like, you know, two-sided swords kind of shit, but it's, I don't like it. I thought he did a very tasteful way of accepting it and graceful of, like, stepping away from it kind of thing. So, like, hey, you know, I said shit.
I mean, I wish Disney had been like, we are aware of this. We were aware of it when we hired him. We don't approve of it, but he has changed, blah, 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 blah.
That would have been a much...
Because
they did know about it.
Suck it.
Yeah.
So stop trying to ruin somebody's career
because
for something they said a decade ago and blah, blah, blah.
I think...
But it goes both ways, too.
Yeah.
Like, the people that were, and I know I'm going to put Trump way on another end, but like,
I really don't, I don't like the, actually that's the thing, is I try to remove him from it because I feel like that's a way of people using this instance to push political agendas.
So like,
and stuff,
I like to reference Colin Moriarty and his
because
joke.
Because he said something.
Because it's a joke,
yeah.
Obviously. And if you'd listen to the podcast the week beforehand, if you'd listen to Beyond or,
Kind of Funny,
he had said, like, because somebody had written in that they couldn't relate to Aloy, because she's a female character, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you can't enjoy this fantastic game and can't relate to a character simply because of their sexuality or their sex. Get out of gaming. I don't want you any part of it. Shut up. The game's amazing. Aloy's a fantastic protagonist. Like, yeah. That's a you problem. So the week before, he would just... So he made a joke, and people came crashing down on him. The same people that came crashing down on him have come to James Gunn's defense. And I'm like, well, wait, you can't
live both ways.
You can't get angry when it's somebody you like that gets attacked. Because what you've done is weaponized social media.
Yes.
And there's no... Left or right, there's no winners in this. Everybody's going to lose.
Well, I mean, like, I saw you post something, and I actually really liked... I thought you approached it well, but it was basically just saying, like, you know, I have thoughts, but social media is not the place to have that kind of conversations, yep. really, because you don't have conversations in social media. You have shouting matches. And sometimes for being a fan of things, it's great, because you're like, I love Uncharted. You're like, I love Uncharted!
Oh, fuck, we didn't talk about Uncharted!
Yeah, no, I hadn't seen it still. I still haven't watched it yet. But I know about it.
You bastard. I wish you said something, because we would watch it before the podcast. Yeah. We're going to watch it before you leave then.
But
it's fucking
cool. But the idea is, like, you talk about saying, like, you love something. That's the benefits of it. But when people say, like, I hate this, and they're like, well, I hate this more, all you're doing is amplifying that shit. You're amplifying the toxicity, which we talk about. We talked about it 2-3 episodes.
I know,
toxic,
right?
Like, toxic fandoms. I'm like, oh, well, there you go. I mean, because it's persistent. And it's not just fandom. It's also about...
It's how people just accept society in general right now.
It's really bad. And the lynch mentality. And I was just listening to a podcast that was talking about how the origins of a police force. And it was talking about how they started out as lynch mobs. And that's, like, you know, systemic. When you look at them later on, you're like, oh, look at where you come from sometimes. It's just fucking nuts.
So, like, I understand why Disney fired him. I don't agree with it.
I don't understand it because there was controversy back when he first was chosen for the role. Because
he had done Super.
He'd done Super, but they analyzed his history when he first got pulled into a Disney or a Marvel, but then, you know, a Disney property. And, like, dude, you know who you're choosing, right? And they're like, yes, we're aware. And there was a controversy. So I don't understand what they're doing because it's the same shit. It's just a different.
I mean, I understand in the fact that they're like, well, we're Disney and we have to back ourselves away from this. But, like, I really wish they'd been like, we understand, we're aware, we're not happy with it.
But again, to your point of, like, saying he's changed, he's owned up to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and he apologized on Twitter for it. No, no, no. Like, we get it and.
We believe in people being able to change and be able to make positive influences and positive turns. I'm like, oh, great, good, you're progressive.
In Sean Gunn's name, we're donating $1 million to whatever.
Blah, blah,
blah. But yeah, it's weird that he got fired for something that you know they knew about.
Oh, yeah. And that's, I don't agree with it.
And mob mentality is
It scares scary. The shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just genuinely terrifying.
All right, so a little bit of happier news. We're going to get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me.
Yep.
We decided? Okay.
Yes, yes, we decided.
And I wanted to know, what is your favorite TV hangout? So we got an answer from Mando, and he went with the resort on Fantasy Island. I mean,
I never watched Fantasy Island, but I knew it because, like he said, Malthusian, because it always has the monkey's paw idea, right?
Yes.
Did you ever see that image of, was it Ricardo, what's his name?
Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah, and he was on this scene for, he was on thing for Wrath of Khan, and there's a picture of him laughing, and there's like a little picture of the guy from Fantasy Island, the little mini dude that was with him all the time.
Tattoo?
Yeah. I don't know the guy's name, but he was there. Like, they made, like, some statue or something, and you just see him laughing his ass off.
Really?
Like, it's fucking ridiculous. I've
never seen that. Mando... I thought Mando... Yeah, Mando went with Monica's apartment in Friends.
The bigger one. Which was the original one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
switched them.
They switched, and then they switched back again.
Yeah.
But they didn't switch. It was a bet that they lost.
Yeah, I actually remember. I actually know this because I actually get that reference now. Oh, how the times have changed.
Yeah, remember when you didn't understand French references?
Yeah.
And now you do, and it's...
And I'm like, aww.
It's a good time.
Pivot.
What about you, buddy?
You can tell me if I'm cheating, and if so, that's fine. I have a backup. the galley in Star Trek Enterprise. Because there is
so much... No, they were always there.
They were always there, even when you... And you always had, what's her name? Whoopi Goldberg, yeah. Who was kind of like the counselor, but again, it was a bartender counselor thing. It's just... The conversations that happen there on a different level, and I love them. Like, now I love them. As a kid, I hated that, but now I fucking love that. I'm like, that would be the coolest place to hang out.
The conversation in...
I mean, Quark's Bar would be cool second, but I like Enterprise better.
They're really good... So, in Nemesis, there's a conversation between him and Guinan... Between Picard and Guinan.
Yes.
That's really great.
Dude.
And it's she's just like...
Was that not Generations?
Yeah, like Generations.
Because I was saying, remember that was a big point where they focused on, like, because she also was in the Rift too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, she had met dude in the Rift.
Dude, I need to watch this again. I have him on
Blu-ray. People shit on Generations. I really liked Generations.
I liked it. It's the very character-centric Star Trek and less of a bombastic thing, but sure. That's exactly what Star Trek was.
And I mean, I loved First Contact. I need to watch Insurrection and Nemesis again.
I mean, Nemesis, you but get like, to see young Picard, which is kind of adorable. Because you're like, oh, I see what you're doing.
I mean, Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I actually went, and even though it's not one of my favorite TV shows, I went with Cheers.
Okay.
Because you have sports, you have a pool table, you have booze. I can't remember or not if they actually had a restaurant attached. Like, if they had...
Food and stuff.
Food. I don't believe so, but I'm hoping maybe yeah. They did. But beer and
sports and like pool table
and a jukebox and friends, like that's perfect.
Yeah,
that's,
no, it makes
sense. That's my area.
My second was gonna be if you call bullshit on that. I was gonna say something like the bar from How I Met Your Mother because I actually like that bar because like weird shit happens all the time and it'd be great
for people watching. That was such a small bar.
It was a small bar, but I mean you don't
need a really small bar.
You don't need a big bar.
No, you don't. You don't. But like.
It means you can people watch more fun. Like, it'd be more entertaining from. But, like, again, I'm...
No, I mean, the galley works because, I mean, it is... It's yeah. The bar from How I Met Your Mother in space.
Yeah.
Like...
But international. Well,
international.
Intergalactic kegger.
All right, what's your... So, this week we got a question...
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, I didn't think of one.
I was like, did you think of one? No, this week we got a suggestion from one of our listeners, Mando. He wants to know... So, follow me here. What two movies that aren't connected do you think could be connected?
Like, basically fan connections.
Yes. Fan so sequels, like Elysium prequels. And District 9.
Exactly.
They could exist in the same universe, but they aren't actually connected. Mm-hmm. But they could be.
Like, picking any two, like, you know, Bruce Willis movies and saying, like, you know, Unbreakable is before Die Hard, and that's why he never breaks. And he just happens to grow his hair back, or something like that. Like, you're like, that's why he's still there. He is that guy.
That's
was one of my joking ones I was thinking
that's
not about. Because we've talked about this before, actually.
I think we have.
Well, we've bullshitted about it. Like, when movies come out, it's like, well, like, Hotel Artemis and John Wick.
Oh, right, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm all for this quote. I like this one.
Perfect. So send your answers to benhammer@gmail.com, benhammer on Twitter, spreganzageek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taru Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis. And again, I'm going to fuck this up, but make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher every Monday morning. And again, if you have any suggestions for movies, anything streaming, or you have a pod question, love that. That's a nice
one. I know. He's like, I have a suggestion. You're like, here. And I'm like, yes.
You're like, tell me more. Oh, dude, can we also talk about that I really would love to have eaten at the Taco Bell in San Diego?
Oh, the Demolition Man Taco Bell.
I don't care how bad the food was. I would just love to be there for the experience.
There was...
I saw pictures.
Fuck, though. There was an escape room.
Was there? I saw a Tomb Raider experience where you could eat bugs.
No, they made a specific escape room, and I can't remember what genre it was now or what franchise. Fuck.
At San Diego?
Yes.
All right. Didn't see that one at all, but
yeah.
Honestly, my favorite things about San Diego Comic Con are usually what's around now.
Right. They brought the Heaven. They brought The Good Place.
Fuck, I love The Good Place! It's funny, because I remember being there that one time that we were running around as, like, you guys were in Harley and Joker, as an Aquaman, and TK was with, what's her name, and they're dressed up as Amanda, or as TKs and everything like that.
Yep.
And that's when I saw The Good Place, and I was like, well, this looks interesting. I fucking love that show.
It's dumb.
Love that show.
We watched one episode. We need to probably go back to it.
It gets, I think it gets better.
I mean, that's what I've heard. I've heard it's really good.
I still need to watch This Is Us, so. Like, I was watching The Good Place and This Is Us back to back, and then Jackie's like, I want nothing but happy. We mainline that.
Yeah.
We haven't gone back yet.
This Is Us is not going to give you any sort of happiness at all.
It's just like, you have tears? Good. It's a currency.
Do you want to die? All right. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. Else? Okay, yeah, no, we got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 274 of Sprague and Say Geek. So for Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. I was going to say, you're going to get the table done. I was like, never mind. Hold on, I might get my farting sounds of me moving around in the chair.
That's all right, I can deal with it.